Chapter 2.4 Section Summary.
Portugal and Spain gained great wealth from their new ocean trade routes. These countries controlled trade with Asia and made enormous profits. England, France, and the Netherlands also wanted to find new routes to Asia, collect some of the natural resources in the Americas, and earn great wealth. When explorers came to the so-called New World, they brought plants and animals with them. They also took plants back to their homelands. This transfer was called the Columbian Exchange. Europeans brought horses, cattle, wheat, and barley to America. They returned to Europe with cocoa, tobacco, tomatoes, and potatoes. Without realizing what they were doing, Europeans also brought new diseases to America. Typhus, measles, and smallpox crossed the Atlantic with the explorers. American Indians had never encountered these diseases before and had no resistance to them. As a result, thousands of American Indians died from these terrible illnesses. Spain and Portugal concentrated on exploring and colonizing Central and South America. Other Europeans focused on finding a Northwest Passage or a waterway to Asia through North America. In 1524, France sent Italian captain Giovanni da Verrazzano on a voyage to find the Northwest Passage. Verrazzano traveled along the coast of North America from present-day Georgia to Maine, but did not find a passageway. Jacques Cartier of France took three voyages to North America in search of a Northwest Passage. He explored present-day Newfoundland in 1534 and the St. Lawrence River the next year. About 70 years later, French explorer Samuel Champlain traveled to the Great Lakes with the help of Huron Indians. These explorations established a French claim in North America. Other nations also wanted a claim in North America. An English explorer named Henry Hudson worked for the Dutch to search for a Northwest Passage. On his second expedition in 1610, Hudson found an enormous bay. After his crew endured a freezing winter with little food, they refused to go on exploring. The crew rebelled and put Hudson and his supporters into a tiny boat and set it adrift. Hudson and his loyal crew members were never seen again.